Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup claimant on the line. Her name's Lane Brown.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Lane.
Yeah, I'm a he. She talking about her name. I just got a soft voice, so I'm a he.
Oh, okay. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
She's going to get the other thing from me.
No, ma'am.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am. I haven't sought representation or signed any documents for another law firm.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
No, ma'am, for myself.
And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2021.
In 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what month?
I said in October, I told him like October 13th of 2021.
Okay. And then do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B-cell lymphoma or a T-cell?
I had diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Gosh. Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I would have been 32.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work or both?
Home mostly. I have like a little garden, so it been home mostly. Home.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, ma'am, just me.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
Yes, it would have been 2410 Benjamin E. Mays Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30311.
And is this your current home address?
Yes, ma'am. I've been living here for the past 20 years.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
I started using it in 2010, and I stopped using it in October of 2021.
Okay, so about 11 years?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
No, it's an iPhone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a citizen.
Right. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you.
Okay.
Okay. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No, no, no.
Family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
LaWaineBrown.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
August 10th, 1989.
89. And your social?
You want my whole complete social?
That is preferred to pull medical records, but if you're only comfortable with the last four, I can do that too.
Okay, let me go get my social security card real quick.
Okay.
1 second.
You ready for the social security number?
Yes.
253-718-4-21.
Thank you. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I saw an ad on Facebook.
And when was that? What year?
2024? Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your email address?
Capital LACHANCE 7663@gmail.com.
Thank you. And what is your height and weight?
You got my ID, don't it? Hello?
Yes.
I sent you a picture of my ID. It's on my ID.
Oh, that was from the transfer people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm 6 feet, 200 pounds.
Okay, thank you. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup?
About 84.
84 times a month?
Yeah.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you had started spraying in 2010 and you stopped around October of 2021?
No, I started spraying in 2011. Yeah, 2010, July 11, 2010. And I stopped around October of 2021 when I was getting sick and stuff.
Okay. And were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
Georgia.
It was only in Georgia?
Yes.
All right. And if you just had to estimate how many times you sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say?
1,500.
And do you get your water from a water well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
A concentrate.
And where were you purchasing that from?
You said that I was purchasing it from?
Yeah, where did you purchase the Roundup from?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Correct. And what was the store?
Oh, the store, the Home Depot in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles, anything like that?
Yeah, they would have been in my house, but when Hurricane Helene came, our house destroyed. We live in a hotel right now.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, that's okay if you don't have any. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
All right. And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Say it again, ma'am.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
I could get them from the hospital. Our house was destroyed in Hurricane Helene.
All right. Okay. Can I get the name of that hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
You ready?
Yes.
The Georgia Cancer Center for Excellence.
Is that the one on 80 Gilmer Street?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember your physician's name?
Dr. Roger Burko. Hold on, I'm telling you. You know how many more questions we got, ma'am? I'm sorry, I ain't trying to rush you in there.
No, that's okay. We're almost done.
Okay.
Okay. And when was the last time you were treated?
That would have been back in November of 2021.
And how has your
2022, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was November of 2022?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Severely. Thank God I'm cancer-free now, but severely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Would you say you've had some mental and physical hardships?
Yes, mental, physical, everything, yes.
Okay. And as far as your treatment, was it chemo, radiation?
I had chemo, lymph node surgery, and they gave me morphine for my pain medication.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
I don't have one at this time.
Okay, that's okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay. I think I just received a text. Hold on. I'm opening it now.
Okay.
I'm doing you. No, I'm here in
fine for a far gone. Now, I'm going to let it sit for a day before I put in or go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my baby's like the kid in my mind. Like a mom. I just like, I'm just
I'm a $9 out there for it. What are you doing my baby like this?
Okay, I signed it. I'm finished.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to send you another text from my direct line, just so you have my number as well as the attorney's number. So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Thank you.
Of course. And did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, ma'am. Bye-bye.